CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor with Svetlana Skarbo, the editor and publisher of Siberian Times. She's in Novosibirsk, where it is colder and the snow is flying. And we're speaking of Siberia, this vast canvas of the earth that over these last months, when I first met Svetlana through the Siberian Times, was under fire so large that the smoke, the ash, was moving across the North Temperate Zone towards North America. We had our own fires, but dwarfed by the fires of Yakutia. The expectation now is that the fires have eased because this part of the world, the most remote part of Siberia, is under snow. But, Svetlana, the last time you said the concern was when the fires eased, because the snow would come, that would the fires continue into the melting permafrost, into the peat? What do we know has happened?
We had a truly awful summer with the wildfires, which with this season, for the first time in memory, and actually in recorded history, so the first time this season has finished as late as the 1st of October. And to explain why it's so late, in Yakutia, snow starts, the temperatures go into negative from about middle of September. So it's not the traditional autumn as the rest of the world understands it. For Yakutia, end of September is really a very, very cold time, rainy, windy, cold. So to have wildfires lasting until as late as the 1st of October was really, really bad. And judging from what we have learned last year, we watched very closely the cases when wildfires were basically igniting the peat and young coal deposits under the ground. And these deposits, they were burning from last October, October 2020, all through the winter, all through the cold spring, and into the new season of the wildfire. So for now, we're waiting to see, because we need to travel back to the areas which we've been observing last year to see if this situation is repeating itself. Because if it's true, then basically we're in a very alarming, vicious circle of wildfires igniting the peat, and peat kind of continuing to burn until wildfires are back.
The peat that burns, and you've observed this in the past, does it cover this large area of Yakutia? Is peat all in the permafrost?
It's not all covering like the whole territory, but Yakutia, remember, is the largest territory in Russia. It's Russia's biggest republic. It's nearly the area of India. The vast space of it, it does have some of the deposits of peat, and some areas it doesn't. But what it does have, what we've seen, where peat has started to ignite, it was enough to kind of reignite the wildfires just because of that. So came the dry spring, and the snow went really quickly, and what has been burning underneath for months since last autumn has reignited and gave a new fresh start to this devastating summer.
I read from the Siberian Times that this is an area, picture the subcontinent of India. That's how big this is. But the concern now for people who live there in Yakutia is that something is different. Something has changed in the normal cycle of things. When we spoke of the fires during the summer, Svetlana, there was concern about people not being able to go outside. There was evacuating children because they couldn't play outside, and they couldn't even stay inside. Did that come to any resolution, the people of Yakutia? Did they resolve that they could live there, or are there people making decisions to leave because the fires will come back?
Well, since the season finished, the life got back to what you can describe as normal. I know that some people are considering actually moving from Yakutia west, and so some people are going as far as Moscow, because the last summer has showed that, come another season like this with the wildfires, when children were not able to spend almost a single day outside, and when the elderly were having problems with breathing, when so many things came together like into a perfect storm with COVID rising and smoky sky. And so many have actually, which is not usual for people at Yakutia, because for them, they prefer to stay where they were born. I mean, they're not kind of traveling too far. I mean, they do travel, but ideally they prefer to stay in Yakutia, which is a beautiful, beautiful place. So what I know is that some of them are now considering if actually would be a better option to move away from the Republic.
Two spectacular persons involved in this story. One, Vladimir Putin, who I believe recognized that there was more help needed for the wildfires and more firefighters were dispatched, including, according to your reporting, aircraft to contain the fires. And the other celebrity personality is the well-known actor Leonardo DiCaprio, who responded to Yakutia bloggers about bringing attention to this area. Did Moscow respond when Leonardo DiCaprio got involved?
In a way, yes. And in a way, that was a situation where we just needed to send a lot more help a lot sooner than it was sent. So it's right for anyone to bring more attention to the issue because it's not just Yakutia, as we've seen. I mean, the whole world is going to be affected by such a huge part of the world being on fire and by the permafrost being affected because this will affect the climate without any doubt. So, it's good for Leo DiCaprio to bring attention to the issue, and it's good if more people will notice and realize that something is happening that needs
attention.
Well, just more attention, more time in advance, ideally, not when it's already happening. Yes, not when it's like in the middle of when you're in the middle of the catastrophe. Basically.
We'll go for more mysteries with Svetlana Skarbo, the editor and publisher of Siberian Times, when we come back. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.